All right, let's talk tech. We're going to start off with Apple announcements.
They announced three new computers overnight, but they're all with their own chip in now. So the M1 chip, Apple Silicon. Normally you hear it runs an Intel chip, an AMD chip. They've built their own chips now, as they do in the iPhone and the iPad. They're saying it's the world's fastest CPU, the world's fastest integrated graphics. And now that's on, that Apple don't have to they control every aspect of their devices now. So they announced a MacBook Air, that's their starting laptop, no fans inside it, 3.5 times quicker than the last model, and 18 hours battery life in there as well. Because part of the new chips is extended battery life and a lot more speed. That starts at $1,599, which I think is a great price. The MacBook Pro, their top-of-the-range MacBook on there as well, three times quicker than the last model, 20 hours of battery life, plus they're saying it is three times faster than an equivalent Windows laptop. That's how quick this thing is. Starts at $1,999. And if you ever wanted to get into Apple computers, there is a Mac Mini out there, which is just like a little grey box on there as well. You strap a monitor, a keypad, and a mouse to it. That starts at $1,099. It's really interesting, but one of the good things about Apple having their own chips is you're going to be able to run the apps that you have on your iPhone and your iPad on your computer, the same apps on there, which I think is really interesting.
Well, you know, Apple buyers, fans are committed to the product. They just buy them over and over and over again and don't even be not even bothered looking at any other brands, but those prices, that's going to open the market up even more, I'd reckon. Because, you know, if you can buy a new Mac for $1,500, that's fairly competitive.
It's very competitive out there. And Tim Cook said that 50% of Apple computer purchases this year were new customers that walked in the door. So, you know, times are changing on there. But the price, I mean, the MacBook Pro pricing, $2,000 and you know, if you want something that edits video, edits audio very, very quickly, that's probably the laptop to get.
Righto then. Okay, let's go to phones now. Old Android phones, some upgrades available or maybe time to get a new one?
Maybe time to get a new one. If your Android phone is running 7.11 or older, which means probably from 3 to 4 years ago, come September next year, one third of the internet is going to be cut off to you.
Wow. Wow.
And that's because they're not going to renew what's called, everybody's got what's called a root certificate on there as well, which you have to supply if you've got a website on there as well.
Sorry, I had one of those when I was 25. Sorry, keep going. Keep going, sorry.
So they haven't updated those certificates since 2016 for 7.11 and older, which basically means a third of the internet will stop working for you come September next year. So the only way around it will be to install Firefox, and that might keep you going for a while or go out and buy a new phone. I would say start budgeting now. If money's an issue, start budgeting now for next year. But go into your settings, find out what Android version you're running on there as well. So if it starts with a 7 or a 6, you're in trouble.
Okay, thank you. So maybe time for a new phone. Christmas coming up, some good phones available too. Now, terms and conditions, and I saw this headline from you, do you read the terms and conditions, ? And the answer, and I think it's the same for most people, in most cases, no.
Would you be surprised, the top 13 top apps, including TikTok, WhatsApp, Zoom, would take 17 hours and 5 minutes to read. The documents actually contain a total of 128,415 words. That's longer than any one of the first three Harry Potter novels out there.
Right.
The longest one is Microsoft Teams, 18,282 words, 2.5 hours of reading time for many, many people out there as well. Candy Crush, why would you have terms and conditions for Candy Crush? I don't know. 14,000 in Twitter, 11,000, Facebook, 8,500. The whole point about it is nobody's ever going to read it out there as well. No, but you should know what they're doing with the stuff that you're using on their website. So a lot of the time, it doesn't mean don't read the terms and conditions. spend some time, go into the Facebook settings, have a look at the settings that are there, go into Google, have a look at the settings that are there. It'll make it a much more happier experience for you. Again, things like in Facebook, people still ring me and say, why is my Facebook profile on Google? That's because you didn't go into the settings and turn it off. But believe it or not, that's in the terms and conditions that you can actually do that.
Hmm. Yeah, well, unless you're buying, you know, major things in your life like a house or a car, it's very unusual to read the terms and conditions, or if you're going to court. Yeah,
so. Exactly right. So, yes.
Anyway, that's why you should hook on to great websites like yours, who can explain it in very simple language so most of us don't have to. All right, heaps of great information and tips on Richard's website, which is talktech.com.au. Okay, I'm off to upgrade my root certificate. And I'll catch you next week, mate. See you later.
Thanks, Aaron.